Can we ask for Our Lady's help?
Amen.
Amen. Good. I put a document, a PDF, on the website for you with some quotes from the documents we talked about so far.
师父把我们要谈到的，或是准备要谈的，从教会官方的文献里边，他都把它放到一起了，然后呢，他会放到他的网站，会慢慢的发给大家。
It has Chinese on one side and English on the other side, so you can learn English.
一边是中文，一边是英语，这样你们也可以同时学英语。
Or you can just read the Chinese.
当然看你自己了，如果你们不愿学英语的人，就是只读中文也可以。
I want to talk first about building Christian community.
我们下午要谈的就是建树基督徒团体。
And then in the second part, I'll talk a little bit about faith sharing, and then we can also do some faith sharing.
另一部分呢，我们要谈一谈我们在小组中的信仰分享。所以呢，我们就接下来呢，但是讲完这些啊，接下来之后呢，我们就分小组，然后我们有一些讨论，或者叫分享。So.
Christian community. The church teaches that building community is one of the fundamental tasks of consecrated life.
那为奉献生活的基础，就是建立基督徒的团体。
Sometimes we think that Sometimes we think that in responding to the Lord in consecrated life, it's more important that we do some apostolic works or that we have a deep personal prayer, but building community is also a fundamental task.
我们度奉献生活的人去做使徒工作是很重要的，但事实上，我们建树我们的团体也是同等重要的，它是一个基础性的工作。And
if everything is working well, then we go out and we serve the needs of the church, and we come back together, and we are strengthened by our own religious community.
如果我们的团体建设的好的话，我们去外边为教会的服务，那回到团体中，我们就又得到了坚固和加强我们对教会使徒工作的服务。The
basis of Christian community is actually the Holy Trinity.
那我们说基督徒团体的。 生命中心，那就是天主圣三，是我们基督徒团体生命的中心。也就是说，它是来源于天主圣三的生命。The
Trinity is a communion, is a divine communion of love.
天主圣三的生命呢，就是在爱中的共融。
As Christians, we profess that God is love.
作为基督徒，我们都宣认天主是爱。
And this is a unique aspect of Christianity.
那为我们的基督宗教所特有的一个特点之一呢，那就是讲的天主是爱，而且是这个团体是基于天主的爱而存在的。
No other religion believes that God is love.
那其他的宗教，也就是说没有其他的宗教在宣布或是说宣认天主是爱的宗教。
I was volunteering at a, oh, how do I describe this? I was at a church that has a service to give free lunches to homeless people.
神父自己做过志愿者，就是教会给那些穷人，给那些无家可归的人去分食物。
And I was talking with one of the men who came to get a free lunch.
有一次呢，他就有一个等于就是无家可归的人，就跟神父去说话。
And he told me that he is not a Christian.
他告诉神父说我不是基督徒。
And I asked him, what is he?
那神父就问他说，那你是谁呢？
And he said he believes a lot of different things. His father was a Muslim, his mother was a Christian, but he has his own beliefs.
那他说的相信的是不同的东西，然后就谈到了说，他的父亲还是母亲是一个穆斯林，那他们就相信别的其他的东西。
And so we talked, and he shared his ideas about God.
他们就开始就交流，然后谈到了就是关于天主的这些个概念呢，或者是想法。
So then I asked him, "Do you believe that God is love?"
神父就问这个人说，那你相信天主是爱吗？
And he said, "I have to think about that." I think that God loves sometimes.
然后他说，那我得想想这事儿了。他说，有时候可能天主是爱，可能就是有时候爱我们。
He said, but I don't think that God is love all the time.
所以他就说，那我认为呢，天主不总是天主以爱的方式出现，或者是说呢，天主不总是我们说天主是爱，他说不总是，有时候是，有时候不是。
He said, "I think God is also harsh."
他说天主有时候是挺苛刻的。
But as Christians, we believe that God is love all the time.
那我们作为基督徒相信天主永远是爱。
That's not just an attribute of God, it's his very nature.
那这恰恰就是我们找到了天主的属性。
Because the Trinity is a divine communion of love.
因为天主圣三就是爱的共融。
Before God created anything, God already is love.
在天主创造万物之前，天主已经就是爱。
And this divine communion of love is the model and the foundation of all Christian community.
那天主圣三的爱的共融，是所有基督徒团体爱的共融的基础。
Because God made us in His image and likeness. He made us in relationship with Himself in the beginning. But he also said it is not good for man to be alone.
但同时天主也谈到了，那 一个人他自己并不好。
We might ask, why is it not good for man to be alone?
那我们可能会问，为什么呢？为什么一个人独处不好呢？
Because in order to be like God, we have to be able to make a gift of ourselves in love.
如果我们像四天主的话，那你就要有一个这个爱的交流，就像天主一样，就像天主圣三一样。
We learn in Genesis chapter 2 that man is searching for something.
在创世纪里边，我们也读到了，或者是学到了，人呢，在那个过程中，他要寻找什么东西。
He feels this aloneness.
因为他感觉到了孤独。
God shows him all of creation, all of the animals. He sees them, he gives them names, but he is still searching for something else.
那天主把所有的受造物带到人面前，把这些呢也显示给他，人呢也给这些动物起了名字，但是他仍然在寻找天主显示给他这些受造物之外的东西。
He finds what he is looking for after God puts him in a deep sleep.
那他在寻找的过程中，天主就是把他让他熟睡了。
In a way, we can see that man has to die. This deep sleep is a kind of death.
在这里呢，就是人的这个熟睡的过程，可能就被看作是一种死亡的状态。
And then God takes from man his rib, and the word in Hebrew is the same root as the word for life.
那在圣经里边，尤其在希伯来语里边，就是说在他熟睡的过程中，天主取出了他的一块肋骨。那这个肋骨在希伯来语的意思呢，就是说和他同出于相同的生命之源，或者叫生命的根。
And then, as we know, when Adam goes into the deep sleep and gives his rib, which means his life, then God creates Eve from that.
也就是说，在亚当熟睡的时候，那天主把他的肋骨取出来，然后呢，就是造了恶娃。
And so man finds what he is looking for not by taking from creation, but rather by giving himself to God.
那也就是说，在这个过程，亚当发现的什么呢？不是和他的同伴，不是从任何的一个受造物中来的，而是从他自己的自我给予中来的。
And after he gives himself to God, then he wakes up, and he receives this divine gift.
在他的自我给予是把他自己给了天主。那这个样子呢，等于说他从他的熟睡中醒来了。
And he says, at last, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
那最后他发现了，这是他的骨中之骨，肉中之肉。
So this is the dynamic of community. It's a dynamic of self-gift.
这就是一个动态的。或者是我们说是叫一个活生生的一个团体，以及一个生命的给予。
We give ourselves in love to God, and then we give ourselves in love to each other.
那我们把我们的爱给了天主，同时呢，我们也把我们的爱像一个反馈一样彼此给予。
And then we receive the gift that God gives in return, we receive the gifts that others give to us.
也就是我们把天主呢，把他的礼物给了我们，我们也借着别人给天主的礼物反馈到我们身上。
And so, Pope John Paul in his wonderful catechesis called The Theology of the Body describes this as the logic of the gift.
那教宗若望保罗二世在他的身体神学里边，就是描述了 这样一个
last part.
The logic of the gift.
这是一个我们说，这叫礼物的逻辑，就是这个自我给予作为礼物的这样一个逻辑性的，它是沿着什么样一个逻辑去发展的。
So what we discover is that inside of God, there is this continual dynamic of gift.
因为在天主的内在生命，就是一个不断的，把自己给别人的这样一个过程。
The Father from all eternity is giving himself in the Son, to the Son.
在永恒中，天主把他自己给圣子。
And the Son in all eternity is receiving everything from the Father and returning everything to the Father.
那天主圣子呢，即领受了从圣父那儿来，从父那里来的，然后把所有的东西再归还给父。
And the Holy Spirit is the gift.Giving and receiving.
圣神呢？这个礼物是既领受也给予。
And that's the model for us. We are made in His image and likeness.
那这就是我们说效似天主的一个模式，或者是一个榜样。
But all of this is destroyed by the temptation of the serpent.
这种状态，我们说被蛇的狡猾，或是被蛇的这种诱惑所破坏。
The serpent convinces Eve that God will not give her everything.
那这个蛇就诱惑厄娃说，天主没有把所有的东西都给你。
And together, Adam and Eve decide to take away from God what they want.
亚当和厄娃他们两个呢，把他们想希望的东西，所希望的东西从天主那里拿回来。
And when we stop giving,
拿走不是拿回。
And when we stop giving, and we start taking, then we start to destroy community.
所以当我们在团体中，如果我们停止。给予，我们开始就是据为己有，那这个团体就受到了破坏。我们说团体的这个坍塌就开始了。
The serpent convinced Adam and Eve to look at what they don't have rather than to receive what God wanted to give.
那蛇呢，就诱惑他们两个说你看看你们什么没有呢？然后呢，他并不是告诉他说你已经从天主那儿领受的是什么，或者说天主将要给你什么。
And this is the danger for us as well when we start to look at our communities or look at our lives and we start to focus on what we don't have and we try to take it.
这就是对我们在团体生活中的一个。很大的危险是什么呢？那我们开始在团体中去看我们缺乏的是什么，或者说什么东西我们没有。
And just one comment about the question from earlier, one of the beautiful aspects of obedience is meant to be that we receive everything, that we receive this gift also from the superior of the community.
那就像今天上午我们问的那个问题，就是关于服从的问题。那服从本身呢，是从天主来的一个礼物。
The goal of all three of the councils, really, of poverty, chastity, and obedience, is to make us, to put us in a place that we can receive.
事实上，我们的宣发的这三愿呢。就是给我们留有余地，目的是为了领受来自天主的礼物。
And this is especially what we learn from Mary, who is the one who receives perfectly.
那这就是我们从圣母玛利亚那里学来的，她是一个完美的典范。
She is totally open to the gift that God wants to give her.
她完全对天主要给予她的礼物开放。
She is so open that she can receive his entire self.
因为她向天主是完全的开放，所以她可以接纳天主所要给他的任何的东西，或者叫礼物。
We know that this also means a share in the cross.
这也意味着，我们说他在分担或者是分享了基督在十字架下他分享的基督的苦难。
Mary teaches us to trust in God.
那圣母玛利亚也教给我们怎么样信赖天主。
So from all of this, we learn that to build community, we need two things.
刚才就是我们谈到的这些，我们说建设团体的话，需要两点。
We need to trust in God.
第一，我们需要信赖天主。
And so,Just like with Adam, in the beginning, we have this mutual self-giving love with God.
那就像当初亚当和就是亚当就是对天主的信赖，他把他自己给予天主，就是这种相互的给予。
And we also need to trust in each other.
那我们也同时也需要彼此信任。
And that develops.Mutual self-giving love with each other.
那这个就是，我们相互的爱得到发展。
Jesus also teaches us this.
耶稣也同时在教导我们这些。
In the Trinity, he is the Son who receives everything from the Father.
在圣三内，圣子接受领受了。父所给予他的全部。
And then he renews, he redeems the sin of Adam by trusting in the Father also as a human being.
那他拯救了由于亚当堕落所犯的罪，而且也是按照父的旨意去做的。
Jesus says, I came not to do my own will, but the will of the Father.
就像耶稣说的，说我来是成行父的旨意，而不是按照我自己的意思去做。
He says, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
那耶稣也说到，如果你们看到了我，也就看到了父。
He says, whoever hears me, hears the one who sent me.
如果你们听到我，也就听从我，也就是听从了派遣我来者的声音。
So Jesus does not live for himself, but he lives for the Father.
他生活不是自己生活，而是在父内生活。
So this is the model for us to receive everything from the Father.
这就是我们。说，领受从天或者叫接受从天主那里来的所有的一切的一个榜样。
But Jesus also does this by receiving from human beings.
那耶稣领受这些也同样包括他取了一个人的形体。
Jesus is conceived into a community.
那他自己。
Conceived in his mother's womb.
就他就是在母胎中受孕。
Jesus enters into creation in a family.
所以他进入了我们说这个受造物的这个大家庭中。
And Jesus makes himself totally dependent on human beings.
他让他自己呢，就是完全的 依赖人的照顾。
He is totally dependent on his mother when he is in her womb.
当他在母胎中的时候，他完全就是依靠，他母亲的滋养。
And when he is a baby, he is totally dependent on Mary and Joseph.
在他是幼小的时候，在幼儿的时候，那也是完全依赖于他的父母。
He is completely defenseless when Herod wants to kill him.
当赫洛德想杀害他的时候，在那个时候他是没有办法保护自己的。
He has to trust Saint Joseph to be able to hear and believe in a dream.
所以他也不得不把他自己放在圣若瑟的手中。耶稣，若瑟不是天主借着一个梦显现给他吗？在梦中显现给若瑟。
He has to trust in Mary and Joseph to feed him, to protect him, to take care of him.
那他完全依赖圣若瑟给他提供的圣，就是他父母给他提供的食物啊，以及给他的一切生活所必须的。
It takes so much trust for him to become a human being.
那作为一个人，他首先就是要信任和信赖他自己的父母。
He becomes so vulnerable.
那在这个时候呢，就是耶稣看起来成为就是很，我想我们 vulnerable is 就是特别的柔弱的，就是特别柔弱的，就是很脆弱的。
So Jesus teaches us again how we live in community.
那基督同时也就教导我们，我们怎么样在团体中生活。
We have to trust in the community to provide for us and to care for us.
那我们也信任我们的团体，保护我们，照顾我们。
Sometimes we have to trust the superior to hear God in a dream.
我们有时候也要听从，天主在梦，会长在梦中听到天主对他所说的。
And we are always tempted to take back our life and take back control.
但我们所受的诱惑之一呢，就是把我们自己交给天主的生命拿回来，然后呢，再把我们自己又是愿意放弃的这种掌控再拿回来。
But we have to grow in trusting relationships in community.
我们就是不得不学会，就是在团体中就是学会对团体的这个信任。
I think that you have an advantage over Americans.
神父就问我嘛，就是也不是问我，他跟我们讲，就是我们可能跟美国人比起来的话，我们可能更有优势。
In the United States, we are very independent.
美国的文化呢是就更独立的。就是很讲他们的，就是我们讲，就类似叫个人主义也好啊
，independence or individualism，
both， yeah，
yes，
就是我们讲的，就是个人主义，或者他们每个人都是非常独立。
I was asking this young man on the airplane about the Chinese devotion to family。
是不是在飞机上就问那个年轻人嘛？问那小伙子说你关就是你们中国人关于家庭的这样一个，就对家庭的这种热爱呀、啊？问他这样一个话题。
This young man grew up in China, but he has been in the United States for 6 years.
这个小伙子是在中国长大，但是在美国已经待了6年了。
He said, "Yes, the Chinese have much stronger devotion to family than the Americans."
他说，我们中国人对家庭的这种钟爱，那超过了美国人，比美国人要强。
He said, "In the United States, when you turn 18, they kick you out of the house."
他说，美国人说了，如果你这个18岁之后，那父母说，行了，你离开家吧。
He said, "But in China, we take care of each other in the family."
他说，在中国呢，就是我们家庭成员呢是彼此关照，彼此照顾。
I think that the Chinese devotion to family and to community is an advantage for you.
所以呢，我们中国的文化就是为我们，对团体和家庭的钟爱，就算是我们有这方面的优势。
But in another way, I think it's also a challenge for you.
另外的一个就是对我们来说挑战是什么呢？
Because when we join a religious community, we also have to leave our family.
我们加入修会团体的时候，我们就必须要离开家庭。
And sometimes our family is more holy than our religious community.
我们的家庭远远的比我们的修会团体要圣善多了。
And sometimes we struggle to trust in these new relationships that we have in the religious community.
所以说我们一直就是在信任我们新加入的修会团体，我们不是也是把修会团体作为一个家庭一样吗？那我们就是一直就觉得很纠结，我该不该信任我加入的这个新的家庭里面的成员和团体。
And it can be tempting to not give our whole heart to the religious community.
这个里边我们就涉及到了我们会受到诱惑，也就是说呢，我们不能把我们的全部的心思都放在团体上。
But that is, when we are able to give ourselves more radically to the religious community, that is part of the great witness.
当然，如果我们能把我们就是的重心，或者说我们的心，我们的信任。放在你的团体上的话，那可能这就成为了我们修道生活的非常有力的见证。
Because Jesus came to save everyone and to form everyone into one family.
那耶稣基督来是为了拯救所有的人，也是为了把所有的人连接在一起，成为一个家庭。
One of the amazing miracles is that.Very different people can make a new family in religious life.
那在我们的修会团体生活中，一个奥迹就是什么呢？我们不同的人，那却能组成这样一个修会团体，就像家庭一样的修会团体。
Sometimes people think that religious communities, consists of people who are very similar.
那有人认为呢，说修会团体你组成的这些人都是比较相似的人，这些人的性格比较相似，才能组成一个修会团体。
When I joined the monastery, my father said, "Well, it must be nice that you can live with people who think the same way that you do."
当神父说他自己啊加入修道院的时候，那他父亲是说什么呢？这应该是挺好的对你来说，因为你们这些人基本上想法都一样。
That's what I said. I said, where are those people?
然后神父说什么？这些都在哪儿呢？
Our religious communities consist of people from very different backgrounds who think in very different ways.
所以我们的修会团体包括就神父自己说修道院也好，我们的修会团体也好，我们的组成什么呢？是有各个不同的背景，同时我们每个人都有很多不同的想法，就说我们的团体是由这些人组成的。
But that is part of what helps us to become saints.
那这些呢，就恰恰就是帮助我们每个人成圣。
Because saints are those who are perfect in charity.
那我们说圣人呢，就是在爱上达到成全地步的人。
And when we trust people who are different than us, then we grow in charity.
当你去信任一个和你不同的人的时候，那我们就是在爱德上成长了。
So we learn community from the Divine Trinity.
我们从天主圣三身上学到了团体的。
And we,
I cannot just
that the Trinity is the basis for community.
Okay.
That's the first.
天主圣三是我们团体生活的 基础。
And love is what holds the Trinity together.
只有爱才能把，或者说只有天主圣三的爱才能把我们连接在一起。
And love is about gift and receiving the gift.
那爱是和领受和自己把自己作为礼物给予别人为基础的。
We also, another basis for community in scriptures is in the Acts of the Apostles.
在宗徒大事录里边也提到了我们团体生活的基础。
After the apostles received the gift of divine love at Pentecost, they formed a community.
在他们五旬节就是说领受天主圣神之后，那他们这个团体就算正式的形成了，或是叫正式的建立了。
In chapter 2 and chapter 4 of the Acts of the Apostles, it tells us that they had all things in common.
那在宗徒大事录的第二章和第四章里边就提到了，他们把自己所有的东西都作为公有。
They shared the teaching of the apostles and the breaking of the bread and the prayers.
他们分享宗徒的教导，一起掰饼，一起祈祷。
And they gave to each according to his need.
也就是他们按照每个人的需要去分配。
In order to give to each according to his need, it means that they knew what the needs were. They gave to each according to his need, so it means they needed to know what everybody needed.
Okay. 如果说是按照每个人的需要去分配的话，那这里就意味着你要知道每个人需要什么。
They were sensitive to the needs of their brothers and sisters.
所以也就是要求在团体生活中，你要敏感于你的弟兄和姐妹的需求是什么。
And this community of the Acts of the Apostles was also able to grow.
在宗徒大事录里描述的这个团体，就是在这样一种情形下，他们得到了叫壮大。
The love of that community also included the Gentiles.
在团体中的爱，同时也延伸到对外邦人。
And that was a struggle at first. Some of them did not want to include the Gentiles.
在这个里边，他们有一些就是不同啊，或者是一些这个。分歧，也就是有的人呢，就是不愿意或是不同意把外邦人也包括进来。
But God showed them through the superior of the community, Saint Peter, that He also wanted the Gentiles to be included in the Christian life.
那在这里呢，就是圣保禄就代表基督徒团体的首领。那他呢，就是告诉他，我们可以接受外邦人在我们的这个团体中。
And this community, the apostolic community was so impressive that they received a name.
那他们的基督徒团体是，尤其是这个我们叫宗徒团体啊。是非常的感人的。
The Bible says that it was in Antioch that they were first called Christians.
那所以说是在安提约基，他们第一次被称为基督徒，他们的名字就是这样来的。
This is very significant because Antioch was a very big city.
因为这个安提约基是一个大城市。
Maybe like Beijing.
就像北京这么大，但是没有这么大了，从地理上。
And the community of the apostles was a very small community. But there was something about that community that was so remarkable that the people gave them a name.
人们能把这些基督徒这个名字给他们的吧，说明他们做的这些事情是在当时是非常有影响的。
See how they love one another.
就是能够看得到他们之间的彼此的相爱是什么样子。
The love of the Christian community can capture the attention of the world.
也就是说，基督徒团体的相亲相爱，就能够博得世界的关注。It
was this kind of love that also is at the foundation of monasticism.
这同时也是修道生活，或者说我们说隐修院生活的这样一个基础。
Originally, the movement of religious life was just a solitary movement of hermits.
最早的时候，我们说这个过这种叫什么叫修道生活的话，那就是一种隐修的方式。
But there was a Saint Pachomius.
Pachomius. 我不知道这个名字怎么翻译。最早的。
最早的修道的人，师傅，宗神父，你知道那个最早那修道那个名字怎么翻译？就白秋美啊，不知道叫什么。禅平山翻译，对，现在翻译叫白秋美吧。对，写下来这名字，我因为这段历史我没有读过。不是他，禅平山和他翻译的一般是白秋美，也翻译不太好。
你就把他那个全名字写下来，在网上应该能上。 Which one? Which? The first
Hermit. Here, right? Yeah.
看那个名字叫什么？这个不太翻译不太好啊。他的那个英文名字是叫啥？PACHOMIUS。
Saint Pachomius.
He was
a Roman pagan soldier.
他是一位士兵，他是一个外邦人。
And he was wounded and left behind.
他因为是士兵嘛，受伤了，所以他就一下就落队了。Some
Christians found him and took care of him and nursed him back to health.
然后那些个教友们啊，就是把他照顾他，关心他。And
then he asked them about themselves, and he learned from them to become Christian.
那在他们的这种帮助，就是什么呀？就是他受伤之后，给他这些关爱，他开始就问他们：“你们是什么人呢？”他就知道这些是基督徒，所以他也就成为了基督徒。So
he was converted by the love of Christians.
那他真正的就是在爱中的皈依了。He
wanted to give his whole life to God in a monastic life.
他愿意把他自己整个的生命就是奉献给天主，但是是以隐修的方式。But
he could not imagine being a Christian without a community to be able to love.
他自己就是想象啊，如果一个度奉献生活的人没有一个团体的话，你怎么样去把你的爱给天主？
And so he founded this new form of monasticism in community.
所以他就建立了以隐修方式，隐修为生活方式的修道团体。These
new monks were like the hermits, in prayer and asceticism, but then they also lived in community so they could serve one another in love.
那他们这些隐修士呢，他们以祈祷和这叫苦行，他们团体呢在一起生活，但是呢借着团体中彼此的爱互相服务，借着彼此的服务显示出他们彼此之间的爱。
So this is the way that community has come to us. It starts in the Trinity, and then we saw it in the early church, in the apostolic community, and then it forms into monastic life through Saint Pachomius.
So 我们就看看这个过程啊。最早是天，我们说基督徒团体的基础是来自于天主圣三。那在早期教会的历史上，宗徒们的团体是什么样子的？那后来呢，就是在这个我们说这位圣人他建立了隐修院的这种基督团体，这就是说教会建立了基督徒团体的来源和它来源的根基。
And we are renewed in community by the Holy Spirit.
那我们团体的更新呢，就是借着天主圣神，我们的团体借着天主圣神，我们的团体得以更新。
By making a, and we are renewed in community by making a gift of ourselves in love.
那我们团体的更新呢，就是借着我们自己就作为礼物，把我们自己给我们的团体。
Good. Maybe we take a little break.
Okay, 那我们现在就休息15分钟。我们三点。